Sugar Daddy by Lisa Kleypas. To my husband Greg, who is my true love, my best friend, my adventure, my comfort, and the compass in the map of my heart. For giving the best hugs, making me feel beautiful, being funny and smart, choosing the perfect wine, taking care of the family, and always being the most interesting person in the room. Sugar Daddy, Chapter 1. When I was 4, my father died in an oil rig accident. Daddy didn't even work for the drilling outfit. He was a company man who wore a suit and tie when he went to inspect the production and drilling platforms. But one day, he stumbled on an opening in the rig floor before setup was completed. He fell 60 feet to the platform below and died instantly, his neck broken. It took me a long time to understand Daddy was never coming back. I waited for him for months, sitting at the front window of our house in Katy, just north of Houston. Some days I stood at the end of the driveway to watch every car that passed. No matter how often Mama told me to quit looking for him, I couldn't give up. I guess I thought the strength of my wanting would be enough to make him appear. I have only a handful of memories of my father, more like impressions. He must have carried me on his shoulders a time or two. I remember the hard plane of his chest beneath my calves, the sensation of swaying high in the air, anchored by the strong pressure of his fingers around my ankles, and the coarse drifts of his hair in my hands, shiny black hair cut in layers. I can almost hear his voice singing, "Arriba del Cielo," a Mexican lullaby that always gave me sweet dreams. There is a framed photograph of Daddy on my dresser, the only one I have. He's wearing a Western dress shirt and jeans with creases.